Aber hier vermischen. He speaks Parasha in America, Parashat Baal Otra. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron, Otra Tanerot, when you light the candles, Mipnem Nora Yerushiva Tanerot. Make sure the candles should face the center. Nora had seven candles, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that 6 weeks, three from the right, three from the left, should face the center. Why is it face the center? What's so important about the center? You have to light seven candles. The seven candles? No. And move them more, especially halacha. This halacha really was not said when Hashem told Moshe the halachot about the menorah. The halachot about the menorah was said parashat Tetzaveh. Actually, the menorah, how to make the menorah, was said parashat Truma, the Sefer Shmuel, and like the menorah was said parashat Tetzaveh. קורא השם בן זית זך, קדית למאור, אני לא יודעת תמיד, אבל זה השם מתנצה. חתולה דמנורה. Why does השם have to say this over here? חתולה דמנורה. That should have been, said already when השם told Moshe Rabbeinu the הלכות about the menorah. השם should have said, listen, Aaron's going to light the menorah, should make sure that six candles should face the center. Doesn't say that. The Torah continues. The Torah says, "Zeh maaseh menorah mikshah zahav." That's how they made the menorah. One piece. It means you may not do first few pieces, and then put it, weld it together, put it together with screws. Mikshah taseh menorah. The flowers. They ask Ken Aaron did it. Ken Asat HaNorah, comes the Gemara and says like this. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulties how to make the menorah. Even though Hashem showed him everything while he was on Har Sinai, Hashem showed him Kasher Eret HaBa'ar. Hashem told him, listen, you see the video? That's how you make all the vessels, all the dishes. The echal, the table, the altars, everything with all the specification were shown to Moshe Rabbeinu how to make it. Moshe Rabbeinu came downstairs, he called Bezalel and Eliyahu and told them, gave him the blueprint and said, that's how you make it. Came to the menorah, and she said, I don't know how to make it. What do you mean to make it? What's so hard to make it? You go to the kotel, you see the menorah over there. What's so hard about the menorah? Shlomo HaMelech made 10 menorot. So what's so hard about the menorah? I told you what the height is. I told you the menorah has to have flowers and buttons and cups. And you're done. Moshe doesn't know what to do. So Hashem should say, okay, so let me teach you. No, Hashem is not going to teach him. Why Hashem is not going to teach him? Teach him. If he has difficulties, Hashem should tell him how to make it. Instead, the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? Take a big piece of wood, car, make a fire. Throw it into the fire. Excuse me. Put it into the fire. And outside, the menorah will come outside. Why did Hashem say like this? Hashem should have showed Moshe how to make the menorah. Obviously, Hashem doesn't want Moshe to make the menorah. I says, what happened now? Why the Torah? Why is it here? The Torah should have wrote it in Parashat Truma, פרשת ויקל פקודה, and Moshe opened the Mishkan, the Torah repeats and says, they did this, they take the menorah, they put the menorah, the Torah should have said, well, let me tell you something. Moshe never made the menorah. Moshe made the dishes, everything else, just not the menorah. The question is, why? Comes the Gemara and tells us, this is parasha, the paragraph to be. Moshe Rabbeinu told the presidents of the tribes, each one should come and sacrifice certain sacrifices and do the spices. And the first 12 days, when Moshe went up the Mishkan, 12 tribes, each president did something. Then the Gemara says, I was a little bit upset. And we say depressed. How come I was not invited to do as well? And the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell him, whatever you do is greater. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Shata, because you can clean the menorah and light the menorah. And Chachamim asked, what's so great about lighting the menorah? This is greater than all the things. What's so great about it? And it seemed that it's spices. Even though the Aaron did spices too at the same day, but they did spices as well, and they brought so many animals, but we read last week. Hashem said, told Moshe, tell Aaron it's greater. Why is it greater? Not great. He wants to do it. No, you don't have to do it. Don't do it. You don't need to. Why don't do it? So he made, let me do both. Let me do what I did, and let me light the menorah. What's so great about the menorah? I want to do what they did. No, you don't do it. Just do one thing I tell you. Barchat HaNerot. That's how this parasha starts with the candles. So tell us, that's how Hashem so-called comforted Aaron and told him, listen, this is the menorah, that's how you do the menorah. Comes the Gemara and tells us, you should know, menorah is a very important thing in Bet HaMikdash. And then we did the Kohanim, it's become Bet HaMikdash, excuse me. One candle at least was always on. It's called the Western Candle, Ner Maravi. And the Gemara says, it was on purpose that Hashem made it to tell everybody the Shekhinah that Hashem is in Bet HaMikdash. That actually happened on Hanukkah. When the Maccabim won the war against the Greeks, in Machshimam, then Hashem made a miracle with the menorah. Hashem would have made another miracle in Bet HaMikdash. And Bet HaMikdash was always full of miracles. But what Hashem did is Hashem decided to make a miracle with the menorah. The menorah, if you remember, was lit for 8 days. And again, this is to show that Hashem is back in Bet HaMikdash. Because the Greeks so-called destroyed Bet HaMikdash. And here the Maccabim came, and how do you know Hashem is going to come back? And they found the pitcher of oil, and it rested for 8 days, to tell you, look, Hashem is back. Again, this complied with the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Shekhinah is Bet HaMikdash because of the menorah. The menorah is a sign. And the question is, why did Hashem decide to show the Shekhinah in Bet HaMikdash, that Hashem is with the menorah? Anyway, the Gemara says, constantly with miracles in Bet HaMikdash. Okay, miracles, maybe the Rambam says it is not a proof. But it is a proof. It is. It's constantly proof, miracles, everyday miracles in Bet HaMikdash. Nevertheless, those miracles don't say that Hashem is there. The Gemara says they used to clean the altar in the morning and take a little bit of the burn. Part of the animals, the burnt limbs, they put it next to the altar on the side. The ground used to open up and swallow it every day. They used to clean the menorah, the old wicks. Used to put it in the same spot. The ground used to open up and swallow it. The Gemara says the smoke of the spices was always straight. Doesn't matter how windy was in Yerushalayim. It was a tremendous wind. Excuse me. Friends mean you saw all the pieces shaking, move. I says the Ktoret goes straight. Where the wind? Mishnah says where? Miracle. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says all the miracles will happen in Beit HaMikdash, but in time, in fact, Beit HaMikdash were much, much more miracles, many more miracles. Still, you don't know if Hashem is Beit HaMikdash, the Menorah. Menorah is the sign. Why does Hashem choose the Menorah? Why? And also the idea of lighting the Menorah, like Gemara says, because Rabbi Chu doesn't need it. And according to the Rambam, they also used to light the menorah in the morning in Beit HaMikdash. Of course, when they lit the menorah, maybe it was still dark outside. Maybe. But still, Hashem said, why don't you light for me? I need light. The Gemara says, Hashem needs light? I said, yeah. Hashem wants us to light him. And then comes the Gemara statement. Hashem said, if you light me the menorah, I'm going to light the light when Mashiach will come. Kumi ori, kiva orech. Nabi says, listen, Am Yisrael, wake up. Your light is coming. What is light is coming? Which light is coming? What did he say, light is coming? And because Am Yisrael is going to light, therefore Hashem is going to light. What we do to call to ignite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. The menorah also has a tremendous part in Beit HaMikdash. The Torah tells us, the Torah talks about the spices. And of course, the spices, the Ketoret, is a very powerful thing. Of course, we know on Yom Kippur in Beit HaMikdash, the most important part on Yom Kippur is the Ketoret, the spices, where the Kohen HaGadol used to go into the inner room. And this was very, very important and very, very dangerous. The Gemara says, take a Beit HaMikdash. There were 300 Kohanim. Beit HaMikdash stood for 420 years. From that, the first 40 years was Shimon HaTzadik. Then his son, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was over 80. So if you deduct from 420 is already 300. And some other Kohanim were 5 years and 6 years. At the end of the day, the Gemara says 300 Kohanim died in Beit HaMikdash. 300. That's why? Because they went on Yom Kippur, and some of them died inside, and they had to pull them with a chain out of Beit HaMikdash. Some died just immediately after Yom Kippur. It's a very dangerous thing. Spice is the Ketoret. This is the Kapara for Olam Israel. Very powerful thing. That's why we say Ketoret, Shacharit two times, and Mincha we say, and Chachamim tell us, this is to stop epidemic. Yeah. Come up with Rabbi Akiva Iger over 200 years ago. There was a pandemic, also Corona, something like Corona. And he said, say Ketoret, say Ketoret. Ketoret stops epidemic. Some people, while they were saying the Ketoret, died over there. So the Ketoret stops epidemic. It didn't stop. The Torah talks about the Ketoret, about the spices. That the Kohen had to do it twice a day or once a day to light and once a day to clean. So the Torah says the Ketoret was sacrificed. Ve'alot Aaron et hanerot ben ha'amayim ektirana. Excuse me. And Aaron lit the menorah so called in the afternoon, then you do the Ketoret. And also, ve'tibor et hanerot yaktirana. And Aaron cleans the candles in the morning, do the spices in the morning. The spices have to do something with the menorah. I said, what has to do with the menorah? Whatever has to be done in Beit HaMikdash, has to be done in Beit HaMikdash. But the Torah tells us, when the Torah talks about the spices, the Torah says, Torah is going to be done when the Kohen will take care of the menorah. It must be a strong connection. That might have been just on the surface that Torah did not help. Even they had this epidemic. And people said the Torah. Of course, it's not sacrificing the Torah. And the Torah tells us that Aaron stopped the epidemic with the Torah. Because saying the Torah is not life. It's the Torah. But more than that, it says it's a normal law. So the Torah says the Torah works only when the menorah is on. It's no menorah, no ketoret. The Torah says it. You light the menorah and then ketoret. If no menorah, sounds like the ketoret does not have any power. So the question is again, what does it do with anything? So come the Ariel and says like this. You should know the secret of the menorah, the secret. The way Hashem describes how to make the menorah. And Hashem says, for example, a menorah, Shiva Kanim, there's seven hands in the menorah. By seven, of course, according to certain things. It's Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov on the right side, and then Aaron, Yosef, David on the left side, and Moshe is the center. Now, according to this, already can start and to understand why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron, when he lights the menorah, the wicks, candle should face the center. Of course, the simple explanation is because Moshe brought us the Torah, and Moshe is the most important person. And he says the depth of it is like this. He says the Torah Temet, and he says that our Torah has five books. Book number one is Bereshit. Bereshit has seven words. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, seven words in that book, in that sentence. So in the first sentence of Bereshit are seven words to tell you the menorah has seven hands, seven candles. Okay. You read the first sentence of Sefer Shmot, has 11 words. Why do you have 11 words? Because the menorah had 11 buttons. Castor. You read the first sentence of Vayikra, Vayikra al Moshe, the Bereshit Melav, Hamod Demo, has 9 words. Because the menorah had 9 flowers. You read the first sentence of Bamidbar, as we read 2 weeks ago, the Bereshit Moshe Midbar Sinai, has 17. It says this is the height of the menorah. Sefer Dvarim has 22 words, first sentence, because the menorah had 22 cups. Of course, those are the details of the menorah. And this is the menorah besides, the Torah tells us, besides the seven circle candles, seven hands, the menorah should have flowers, buttons, and cups, and of course they were spread around. And says Ari, you know, that's the secret of the menorah. That's what really what Hashem said, Parshat Truma, to Moshe, when you make the menorah, Hashem hinted to us, soon you're going to have Sefer Torah, and you're going to have Chamisha Chumashim, Chamisha Chumashim Torah, five books. You should look, and you read the first sentence, you see, every sentence refers to a part of the menorah. What does it mean exactly? What's the secret of it? The secret of it is, but say in the Tanakh, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. The menorah, really, when Aaron went and lit the menorah, what he had to have in mind, Torah. I mean, the menorah resembled Torah. The light of the menorah is the light of the Torah. And that we can understand a little bit already, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how to make the menorah. But it means like this, to make the menorah is easy. But to have the kavanot, well, was no Torah yet. When I said to Moshe Rabbeinu to make the menorah was a few months after he came out of Egypt. After he did the golden calf. So you make the menorah, says, what menorah? Moshe doesn't know it's going to be five books yet. And even if he knows, he doesn't know how many words in every book will be the first sentence. He doesn't know it. At the end of his life, he wrote all the Torah. Partially, he wrote, maybe, according to some Chachamim, in one opinion, while
Hashem said to him.
But of course, he didn't know Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Dvarim. He didn't know. He didn't know how many. So, why should I make 22 cups and 11 buttons and 9 flowers? What is it all about? So, it's a kavana. It says just to make it like a work, it won't have any effect. And therefore, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to tell you something. You don't make the menorah. You just bring a piece of gold, throw it inside, and I'll make the menorah. He says, what's the secret behind it? Why? So let Hashem bring a piece of gold. Because that's Chachamim tell us, the second tablet, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go and bring me tablets. The first tablets, Hashem made in the Shemayim. And Hashem wrote it. And Moshe broke it. After Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after 80 days, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go downstairs and get me tablets. And I'm going to rewrite on the second tablets whatever was written, almost the same what was written on the first tablets. It means like this. Says the Zohar, says Ari, you know, that our job on this world is to start to do something from downstairs. And then Hashem does something from upstairs. Hashem said, Shuvu elai v'ashuvu alechem. We say to Hashem, Hashem, inu Hashem melechem v'ashuvah. We say to Hashem, Hashem, please, bring us to you. Hashem, inu Hashem melechem v'ashuvah, then we call back to you. Hashem said, no. Shuvu elai v'ashuvu alechem. You come back to me, and then I come to you. What's the secret behind it? I said like this. Hashem said, you have to start. You have to do the first step. Shuvu elai, and then I come back to you. That's how it works. It's called in Israel, it's called Tahuta de Letata first. So called the thing has to come from downstairs first. And then Hashem gives it to you. You have to do the first step, the first act, to show Hashem how much you're interested and you love Him, and then Hashem gives it to you. And then you sit down and say, Hashem, give it to me. Hashem won't give it to you. He might, I don't say no, but more likely he will give if you do something for him. That's what you say every morning, the sentence in Tehillim, Nu Oz Elokim, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu strength. What does it mean? I have to give strength to Hashem? Al Yisrael Gavato, Hashem has his pride because I'm Israel, because we start to do things for Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, we do mitzvot, we do learn Torah, and since then, if you do that thing, then Hashem will do something for us. Likewise, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go get downstairs, get me tablet. The tablet were 2 feet by 2 feet. They were square. It's not, it wasn't round, it was square. Tzidik Ma'am, Moshe went downstairs, after Hashem told him, and he went to his tent, start to dig in his tent, and he found a piece of sefer, yeah? 2 feet by 2 feet. And he took the piece, brought it upstairs, and Hashem wrote on that piece of sefer, yeah, whatever was written on the first tablets. It means, first was Itahuta de Letata, first something came from earth, and then went upstairs, and then Hashem finished the job. The same thing, the menorah. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to go bring a piece of gold. Of course, we know gold is from earth. Like the tablets were from earth, second tablets. Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you threw out into the fire. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Why? It's very similar to the tablets. Because the menorah, says Dari, is Torah. It's not menorah. The menorah was when Aaron HaKohen had to write the menorah, he had in his mind Torah. He had the first sentence in Sefer Bereshit, the first sentence in Sefer Shemot, the first sentence in Sefer Yikra, the first sentence in Bamidbar, the first sentence in Sefer Dvarim. That's the power. And that's the secret that Hashem is going to comfort Aaron and tells Aaron, you greater. The Gemara says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron that all the sacrifices
Well, at the end, vanished.
But the menorah is forever. Chachamim ask, what menorah is forever? There's no Beit HaMikdash now. That is, there's no menorah in Beit HaMikdash. There's Torah in Beit HaMikdash. Torah is the proof that is Hashem. Because the Zohar says, Israel, Bevaita, Bekutsh, Bichu, Chadu, Am Yisrael, Nakadosh Baruch Hu, Nakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is one. And Nakadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara, before he created this world, he created Torah already. And the Torah is the blueprint of this world. And Hashem chose to show everybody that Hashem is the Beit HaMikdash. Because the Beit HaMikdash wore the tablets, and was the Torah as well, that Moshe Rabbeinu put in the Mishkan, was in Beit HaMikdash as well. Therefore, Hashem is in Beit HaMikdash because the Torah is Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, because of that, Hashem said, okay, every morning the Kohanim came to Beit HaMikdash, first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, the Western candle was always on to tell you Hashem is there. Hashem has to show me that He's there with the menorah. Yeah, because it's not a menorah. Because the menorah means Torah. It means Hashem is there because Kuta Torah. Let's call it the Torah calls the Mishkan, the Ol Moed, Mishkan Ha'edut. The place, the holy place, as itself as a witness. Because it's called, the Torah is Edut. So the Torah is a witness that it's Hashem. And that's what Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Aaron, whatever you do is greater than all those presidents. With all the respect to all of them, you can light the menorah. So light the menorah. What about the spices? No. The spices tied up to the menorah. That's what the Torah emphasized. Valot Aaron and Nerot, and Aaron lit the candles. Then you do the spices. I said, what spices? Spices is the biggest thing in Beit HaMikdash. Yes. The biggest thing. But it's the biggest thing only because you have Torah, because you have the menorah. Without it, it's nothing. That's why the time of Rabbi Akiva and other epidemic that Israel had, that the world had, people said the Torah. Some Gemara says, well, Haramim say, you say the Torah, maybe it's like that you do a sacrifice the Torah. But it's only going to help if you are in Torah. The Torah helps if there are candles. No candles, no power for the Torah. There's no candles. It's not extra candles. It's not candles. The candles shows Torah. That's why Hashem decided that in every Chumash, the first sentence has a certain words, certain numbers of words to tell you it's not a menorah. The menorah just now I can't need the menorah. It says, but you see, Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. And it says, the Torah is light. And light is a menorah. So it means now only the menorah, that so-called ignited, so-called light in Shamayim. Because that's what the Torah does. The Gemara says, Akadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah all the time. And that's what Haramim say, Akadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon. And Hashem blew in his nose Neshama. Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. The Gemara tells us, the baby is in his mother's stomach, an angel comes and teaches him the whole Torah. And there's a candle on top of the baby. What is the candle? The candle, that is the Torah. Because the neshama of a person is a candle. Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. The neshama that a person has is a candle, as well the Torah, another sentence is Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So if you know math, and you say the Neshama is fire, and fire is Torah, so it means the Neshama is Torah. Therefore, an angel comes and teaches the baby Torah, and there is a candle inside the stomach, and the baby comes out, that it means that candle is inside the person, because a person gets his Neshama on the Brit Milah, and a baby gets his neshama. It means the candle that was on your head inside your mother's stomach, so called, turn into a candle inside you when you come outside. And that's the Hashem did. Hashem created mankind, so that's what happened. It's the Hashem blew so called fire inside the person. Because our neshama is a piece of fire. Because Hashem is fire. So all says Hashem is a fire. Esh. Fire. That says that's what the secret, what the, people say, you know, that Tom Edison invented electricity. You know, it's amazing. And the Zohar says that the year 5600, Hashem will open the gates of Chochmah, and people will see so much and so many new things that are going to be invented. Zohar, Rabbi Shimon Chai about it 1500 years ago. 1500 years ago. Maybe a little more. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai based it. He said, no, not to say it, Bikurach HaKodesh. I said, I tell you, it's a pasuk, Parashat Noach. Bishnat 600 shana l'chayi Noach, l'mabul haya mayim al haaretz. Noach was 600 years old, l'mabul came. So the Zohar says, Ali says, excuse me, but the Torah tells you how old Noach was, but the Torah is a history book. Just the opposite of what we think. We read the Chumash, the sentence, the translation of that sentence is, when Noach was 600 years old, then the Mabul started, the tragedy started. Shem Baruchai said, well, you read the Torah with a secret. It's not 600 Shana, and the 600, more than 600, 5,600. Arabulaya is going to be a flood of invention of all the secrets. That's how the whole thing started. About 282 years ago, started to all these new things came to the world. As is a fire, somebody invented light. Not even light. But do you think Shlomo HaMelech was not smarter than Tom Edison? Shlomo HaMelech is the only one who can figure it out. It's all the big Chachamim couldn't figure out. Shlomo HaMelech couldn't figure it out. That's what it means. It means the Zohar says Hashem will let you understand that you can so-called ignite fire in a different way. And if the Gemara says, the first thing, I mean the Torah says, the first thing Hashem created on Sunday was light, fire. Adam Hashem came out of Gan Eden, Motzei Shabbat, he lit, kind of, this is one of the secret reasons we do Borei Morei Ha'esh, Motzei Shabbat and the Havdalah on the candle. I said, why are you doing it? Because to tell you the new week is coming, light your neshama. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, the Motzei Shabbat, the person has to feel depressed a little bit. Because the extra neshama that the person gets on Friday night and Shabbat morning when he says Nishmat Kol Chai leaves him when Shabbat is over. Vayi Nafash, says the Gemara, Vayi Nefesh, the Gemara says, a person has to feel Motzei Shabbat that has some kind of emptiness inside the system. Because neshama, because fire leaves him. Because neshama is a piece of fire. And this is one of the secrets of to say Borei Morei Ha'esh, say Baruch on the fire, says Hashem, I need so-called fuel because I feel my energy left me. It's called Borei Morei Ha'esh, that's what the reason for the B'samim as well. You smell the B'samim to get so-called energy because the Neshama left you. So Borei Morei Ha'esh and B'samim, it's the same idea. And that's because Hashem is a piece of fire. That's what Hashem said to Moshe, you know, throw the piece of gold inside the fire, inside me, because Hashem is the fire. And then I will make the menorah the same way I wrote on the tablets. You do your job from downstairs, it's called Tnu Oz Elohim. Give Hashem power, give Hashem energy. That says, but you start something from downstairs. And then I will come and I will show you that I'm here. That's what the proof that Hashem is here because Hashem so-called made the first menorah. And it's that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulties, isn't it? To make the menorah. I said, what is menorah? Menorah is Torah. What does it mean exactly? I have to make those buttons. What does that mean? So Hashem told him, listen, that's how it is. I'm explaining it to you. And God alone is greater. Therefore, only this is parasha. Hashem said, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, to tell Aaron, when you light the menorah, make sure the wicks face the center. Of course, master of Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it means. That when Aaron needs a menorah, Kenasa,
Aaron did the same thing. Moshe says, what do you mean Aaron did? Of course he did. No, you don't understand. Aaron did all the kavanot that he made sure when he did the menorah, that all the candles face the center, to tell you who is the center in the menorah. The center is Moshe Rabbeinu. Bam Yitzchak and Yaakov on the right, Aaron, Yosef, David on the left. And so Aaron, please, have in mind, when you write the menorah, it's Moshe. Moshe brought us the Luchot, the tablets. Moshe brought us the Torah. Menorah is Torah. That's the secret. And that's what Hashem comforted Aaron. And that's what the Ramban brings, that one of the Chachamim, Rabbi Nissim Gaon, he says, you should know, Hashem already hints about Hanukkah, because Hanukkah again is Torah. Biyad oske Torah tach. We say in Allah Nissim, this is the power of the Makabim. We want special soldiers. And we say in Allah Nissim, Zidim biyad oske Torah tach. Because they learn Torah so much. Learns Torah so much, they took the kingdom because Torah took the kingdom. It's not the Hashmonaim. All the Hashmonaim, all the Quranim, they come from Elisheva. Achot, Shet Aaron, Achot Nadav, Achot Nachshon Ben Aminadav. And it says all the Quranim come from Yehuda, from the mother. According to Sfot, Masech Sanhedrin is enough. You don't have to come from the father, come from the mother too. As all the Kohanim come from Shevet Yehuda. Because the mother of the Kohanim, Elisheva, was from Yehuda, Nachshon's sister. And it says, what is this? Torah, the Kohanim Alvim, Torah emphasizes all the time. The Kohanim doesn't have real estate, doesn't have any business. What do you have to do? You have to teach them Israel Torah. You got to learn. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu blesses Shevet Levi. Moshe said to Levi, you Shevet Levi, you're going to teach Torah. Because why? Because the menorah is Torah. And our obligation is the menorah. Our Chachamim will explain to us. Okay, so what did Hashem do exactly? The first sentence, you know what it is. What's the message? The first sentence is in Sefer Bereshit. It says in says the Gemara, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu start the Torah with the creation? Says the Gemara, Koach Ma'asav Gidla Amor. Hashem created the world. He wants to show His strength. It means you have to have Emuna. That's step one. Before everything is Emuna. And Emuna doesn't mean I believe in God. That means nothing. It's called in America cheap. Emunah means that you have to know that Hashem watches the world and watches individuals every second. And you have to comply with Hashem to know, to make sure that whatever you do, Hashem wants you to do it. Not Hashem agrees with you. A person does something and then he prays to Hashem. I didn't know Hashem wanted you to do this. Before you do something, you have to make sure that Hashem likes it what you do. That Hashem appreciates it. Not that after you do something, you say, Akadosh Baruch Hu, please, I need this. What do you mean I need this? I'm better to do this. First he goes and moves someplace, and then he goes to the next place, Hashem, I want this house. Hashem did not want you to move over there. Hashem did not want you to do this business. What do you mean you chose something? You have to make sure. You ask Hashem. Hashem, give me a hint. Hashem, please, I pray. If you want me to do it, let me do it. It's called Koach Ma'aseh Gidla Amor. It's Emuna. And that's so-called, by the menorah, seven candles. Because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef, David, they are the center of Emuna. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first ma'amin, first believer in Hashem. And the rest followed him. These are the seven shepherds that we have. And the first in Sefer Shemot has 11 worlds. As Sefer Shemot talks about, Am Yisrael came down to Egypt. 70 people came down to Egypt. He says, Zohar, why do I say number 70? He says, because in Shamayim there are 70 angels. They ruled the whole world, the parliament in Shamayim. And sometimes they do bad things. All of them are bad. There are 35 belong to Machshemot Yishmael and 35 to Esav.
And they are, they do the whole balagan in the world. It's not Ukraine and Russia. No. It's two angels in Shemaim, the fight. And Sefer Shmuel says, listen, Am Yisrael came down to Egypt. Et Yaakov, Shevetovahu, they all came with Yaakov Avinu. You should know that everything, Am Yisrael have a power to overcome those 70 angels upstairs. Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra El Moshe, as it says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, but he would not dare to come inside. He says, who am I to come inside? What do you mean? You were in Shemaim 120 days. And now the Mishkan is here. Who else is going to go inside the Mishkan? Says the Gemara, if Moshe would have come inside without Hashem calling him inside, it means he is an idiot and a dead corpse is better than him. Without humbleness, you're worthless. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Master of Torah means nothing. Vayikra al Moshe. It says, but midbar the first sentence, Hashem counts up and said, 600,000. And 600,000 people, they're responsible for bringing Hashem down. That's why Hashem came down on our Sinai, because there were 600,000 people around it. And that's why Hashem came down to the Mishkan. And it says, you should know we are one unit. We have to Hakamocha. And I say, we are 600,000. Sefer Dvarim is 22. For the cups to tell you the Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us before he died, that we disobey Hashem, we complain to Hashem, we desire for money, Dizahav. All the problem is because lack of Musar. Say, Chachamim, that's what Aharon HaKohen had to have in mind. The Chiyas Kadmona Torah, the first sentence means our behavior, our Muna, is before you start reading the Torah. And that eventually concludes with the Torah. So it's not the Menorah and it's not the Torah. It's the Musar of the Torah and the Torah together. That's why Hashem is united with us. And Hashem came down and gave us the Torah for that reason. Torah Temed. He says, what is this? The Menorah is the symbol, and this is something that Hashem is looking forward for it. Noah yada min ha-shamayim, the Zohar says, Holy Menorah came down. Holy Menorah came down, what does it mean? It means the energy of the Menorah came down from Shamayim, went inside the fire, the Moshe threw the piece of gold, and the Menorah came out, Hashem made it from Shamayim. He says to tell you, yes, Hashem said, yeah, I am a fire, and I am a Menorah, and the Menorah is the Torah, and I gave you the Torah, and the Torah is the Mishkan, and the whole world stands on Torah. Without Torah, there is no world. And בזכות התורה ניגל מרבה מנעמי.
אמן.